yours at admitone.com. CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from the UBC Point Grey campus, which is located on the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam people.
Welcome to the first episode of Le Rituel.
The Ritual.
Exactly.
We made it. We're here.
We are here better than ever.
We did it.
My name is Jerome.
I'm Lily.
And our wonderful show, which will be bi-weekly, will center around our own personal musical universes.
Music tastes. What we love.
Exactly.
What we hate.
A lot of that. And we'll be just playing a kind of musical ping pong, having fun together. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
We come into the studio with no knowledge of the music that either one of us chose.
Exactly.
So it's always a surprise.
Uh-huh.
And we'll introduce the band and the artist and the song mm-hmm. that we chose and our first theme of this week.
Please give us a little drum roll.
Bum, where we're from.
Exactly. So we're both from really different backgrounds, but at the same time, very similar ones. Lily is a proud patriot. I mean, she's from down south.
I'm from not even. I'm from the Pacific Northwest of America, Portland, Oregon. Very fun, very lively over there.
Uh-huh.
Where are you from?
And I'm from Montreal, if you didn't hear my little Quebec accent coming through, shining through.
Yep.
What I'm saying. So yeah, we both come from very vibrant cities with cultural and musical scenes that are really, really fun.
Backgrounds very different.
Exactly. And why not start with our first song?
Yes, please.
So I can start with mine.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily one from a song that I'm that is from Montreal. It's Stan Getz, and he is from Philadelphia, and he's from New York also. I love those places, but I am not from there, unfortunately. But I was actually born on this song, and I came out of the womb on this song. And I know I use this expression a lot to express things I like, or and I'm like, oh, I like this so much, I was born actually biking. But no, I was really actually I was born to this song. So it's gonna play The Girl from Ipanema, from Stan Getz.
I love this song.
Gilberto. It's such a good song.
It's such a good song. Okay. I'm excited to hear it.
Let's listen to this.
Que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que passa. Doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo tudo é tão triste. A beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. Oh, but you watch her so sadly. Walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at he. Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see.
That song was beautiful. I love that song. It's great.
I just love it. It's so soothing. And I just imagine myself, like...
You were so born to that song.
Being born to the song. Like, it's coming back to my inner child, you know, the basics.
Coming
here,
back
folks.
To Montreal. Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. So,
that's beautiful.
What do you have for us, darling?
Okay, so, because I'm from Portland, and because that song was so beautiful and lovely... We're going to turn it up a notch.
I think we need to.
And we're going to bring Portland punk to Vancouver,
please.
BC.
Uh-huh.
So this band was really popular in like the late 80s, early 90s. My dad saw them quite a bit. If you're listening, you
shout out.
Will like this song because you gave me one of their t-shirts. They're called Dead Moon, and they're Portland-based, very much a Portland band. Great music, great vibes. I hope you guys have a blast. I don't think you've ever heard this band
probably
before.
Not, but can you tell me what, like, Portland punk consists of?
Oh, my God. I don't even know. It's just, like, it's just punk.
Just punk?
It's, like, it's very much just, like, raw punk. Okay. Dead Moon. It's very, like, low quality, like, recording, but it's so good, and it just, like, brings it back to my childhood.
Okay.
Because my dad would play it in the car all the time, like, 12-year-old Lily being, like, embarrassed that she liked punk because she's trying to fit in middle school.
That is so cute. Okay,
but yeah,
so let's listen to this.
This is called Walking on My Grave
by
Dead
Moon.
Moon.
So be careful with your ears, folks.
Yeah.
That was
I
so
love that
grunge.
Song.
So,
so grunge.
Grunge.
So punk. So like late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
I can just imagine the crowd that was there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to bounce off your song and put
Please.
A song from Montreal. He's this OG of like Quebec music. He's so good, and it kind of reminded me of his songs, but at the same time they're very different. His name is Jean Leloup, and I mean,
okay,
if you don't know Jean Leloup and you're like remotely Canadian, please update your references here. It's needed. It's so good, and his music is very lyrical, but at the same time the beats, and he's just very nice. And him also, I think it was during like the 80s and 90s and like the 2000s that he was a big thing. And he still is a big thing. So
what kind of scene was he a part of?
I don't know. I like, that's a good question. I don't know. But he, I think like everyone in Quebec likes him. I don't think okay. you can hate him. He yeah. grew up in Africa, and then when he was really young, and then he moved back to Quebec, and then he didn't, like, his family just didn't fit anymore with like the norms and all that, and he was just like, ugh, we don't like it here anymore. So they moved back to Africa, I think Algeria, uh-huh. and he grew up his whole time, like his whole childhood in Africa, but now he lives, and he's just like, he, like, once every 5 years, he just drops an album without any warning, and then he just dips to like Venezuela or whatever. So
that's the best kind of artist.
He is so cool. Okay, so let's listen to him. His song is Nathalie, and it's by the OG Jean Leloup.
Nathalie, dans le naissant des traumas, et moi je m'en suis épris par un bel après-midi. Il y avait Hendrik, Jimmy, mais je n'avais pas son radis. Alors on acquiert les ennuis. De l'homme qui perd sa jolie I. Alors j'ai bu du calva, de la bière et du coca dans les bras d'une pola qui fumait son chocolat et faisait du zen bouddha. Ainsi va la vie qui va, ainsi va la vie qui va, ah. 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 Marianne, elle est héroïnomane. Elle roule en vieille bécane, mais là elle a eu la panne, elle l'a eu dans la figure. Qu'est-ce que tu veux, la vie est dure, attachée à son copain comme un petit bout de pain et à son litre de vin. Volée chez le dépanneur, elle veut aller dans les îles, elle veut fuir la grande ville, mais elle y arrivera pas. Ainsi va la vie qui va, 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 ainsi va la vie qui va. Les ambulances et les vents, oh. Pimpant. Et on entend les klaxons. Pimpant. Les ambulances et les vents. Pimpant. Plus qu'on est fou et plus con. Cette ville s'est enfoulée la cheville, a dû cesser le balai et elle traîne dans les bars. Elle s'ennuie, elle en a marre. Ils en sont tous amoureux, même moi, je suis con pour deux.
Petit roman de mépris.
Quand je la vois, mon cœur bat. Mais impossible de le dire. Je crois qu'elle se mettrait à rire. Elle me dirait comment ça. J'aurais jamais cru que toi. Ah. Ainsi va la vie qui va. Ah. Ainsi va la vie qui va. Ah. Ainsi va la vie qui va. Ah. Ça pour dire qu'aujourd'hui le soleil et puis la pluie se sont mis de la partie, mouillant les yeux de Sylvie, les cheveux de Nathalie et les yeux de Marianne, les cheveux de Marianne. Comme je les aime mes amis, qu'est-ce qu'on a bu cette fois-là? J'en ai eu une gueule de bois pendant au moins 2-3 mois. Bon d'accord de jour ou trois, bon d'accord de jour ou trois, trois petits chats et puis s'en vont. Ainsi va la vie qui va, ah. Ainsi va la vie qui va, ah. Ainsi va la vie qui va, ah. Ainsi va la vie qui stoppe.
It's just such a bop. It's so good.
It's so good.
I mean, it's such a pillar of Quebec. He's just such a pillar of like Canadian francophone music.
Yeah.
So shout out to Jean Leloup.
Yeah, shout out. If you're in the station, we were having a really good time and we were dancing.
Yeah, and exactly. And just so a little reminder, if you just tuned in, it's Le Rituel, a wonderful show by Lils and me. Jerome Bernard. Exactly. So what's the song? What's your song, Lils?
Well, since you wanted to take it back,
mm-hmm. you know
I took
me.
It back even further okay. to 1960. Ooh. And this band was probably maybe one of like the first popular bands to come out of Portland. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But they're called The Kingsmen.
Okay.
And they were popular in 1960. And the song that I'm going to play... There's been many covers by the Stooges and just like a bunch of other bands that have done this. I don't know if they're the first. They're probably not still. But I don't know. Whenever I hear it, I'm just like, yeah, this is good.
Okay.
This is a vibe. It's very, kind of sounds like, I think the Kinks did a cover to it as well. Like that kind of alleyway.
Fair enough. Okay, so let's listen to this.
Please.
I'm very keen to go back in time. So voila. Good.
I also forgot Black Flag did a cover of this song, and that was like my number three on Spotify Wrapped this year. I had to shout it out.
Shout out.
Because it's so good.
It was really good. You don't see it at home, but I, or in your car, I Shazammed. I like added the song to my one of my playlists because I
did
liked
you really?
It so much. I did. You didn't see me. I was
sneaky.
I was sneaky. Sneaky Jay Byrne.
Jay Byrne.
Jay
it's
Byrne.
It's so good. I love it. It's just so catchy. Nice.
And it makes us travel through time. And I was thinking, you know, I have this song. I grew up between Montreal and Germany. And I was just always like on a train, on a road trip. I have parents that are pretty like free spirited. And we were just always going somewhere, either on a plane or just like on a vacation. So this was always bumping in the radios and in the stereo of the car or at home. And it's Voyage Voyage from Desireless. Ooh. And it's Travel Travel for my French speaking folks.
Thank you.
So
that's me.
No worries, darling. And it is so good. And it is just like, I mean, it's on the tech. It's you just want to dance. And I don't think you can listen to this song and not be smiling. So
okay. You
better do a little dance move for me, Lily, here.
I'm ready to do some pirouettes, a backflip.
Oh, please do a backflip.
Maybe a penché.
Oh, well, okay, a penché. Okay, well, listen to this, folks.
Glisse tes ailes sous le tapis du vent. Voyage.
How did you like this 80s tech bop, Lily?
I liked it. Yeah? I thought that was good. I was like, the second it came on, I was like, is this from the 80s?
Uh-huh.
Because it has that sound, yeah. That's mm-hmm. for sure. And we were arguing.
We wanted to know if it was a man or a woman singing this.
I said it was a woman, and Jerome was like, no, I'm pretty sure it's a man that has a really high voice. And I was like...
And do that we know?
Did it's
we?
A woman.
Okay, well, fair enough. But I think like the guitar, much. The person like playing the guitar or maybe like the...
Actually made the song.
I think the person who made the song is a man. But okay. The person... I don't know. I just looked it up really quickly this morning and saw...
It's okay.
Like a man. So I'm
it's
sorry.
Okay. Don't worry about it. It's just like we're ending the show. So...
Bye.
But since we did a female fronted... singer,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking we gotta bring the feminism and the women empowerment uh-huh. to the ritual.
Exactly. So tell us a bit more about Get Up.
So the song Get Up is from the band Sleater-Kinney, which I know are technically from Washington,
uh-huh.
but they're based in Portland mm-hmm. now. Hot take, I went to elementary school with the singer's son.
Oh, okay. We have a little connection here.
Which was really funny. And Get Up, I don't know. I love the tune of it. It's so mm-hmm. good. It was also very popular in the 90s because in the 90s, the Portland music scene was like booming mm-hmm. and so many like people were coming out of Portland. It was crazy. I wish I was around.
A true city state, you know.
A true city state, yes. It was like the height of the grunge scene uh-huh. and like Seattle was and like Olympia, all of it. But yeah, the song is really good. I love listening to it, like, on a drive Ooh. Or just, like, when I'm okay. studying. But yeah. when I'm studying, it's kind of dangerous because I start
dancing too much.
To it. Okay. It's so good.
I want to do a little dance move. So let's put this right on for y'all Please. Folks. Let's play this.
You go.
so good.
It's my favorite Sleater-Kinney song. It's so good.
It was very, very good. I thoroughly enjoyed the listening of this. It was great.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I just like it. It makes me think of Portland. It's a very like Portland-esque themed song.
Yeah. So I thought about this song. Well, the song you just played, the lead singer has a bob.
A bob?
Well, kind of the same height. I know, mean like
bob.
I mean a little bob, you know. And the singer I'm gonna play, she also has a bob.
Okay.
Or a like bob-esque type of haircut, and also she's not from Quebec, not from Montreal, she's from Windsor, and
where my dad's
exactly
from.
So I mean it's kind of your roots. And well, it's like I think she's from Timmins, which is like a tiny city, very close, very petite city close to Windsor, which is already petite. I mean it's such a bop. And why I relate it to my childhood is we have these major parties in my family every year where maybe like 100, 150, and we're just like dancing and line dancing, you know?
Yes, and, you taught me how to line dance.
Exactly. And every year there would be like these, the cousins of my mom's, which there were always two, I think there were sisters, and they would wear these like 6-inch heels. And they, like everyone, any song you would put on, like you would put some Gangster Rap, some Happy by Pharrell Williams, and these people, these elderly folks would be dancing line dance.
Yeah.
And just adapting their dance to whatever the song was. And I, deadass, this song would like play every time, and the two ladies with like the 6-inch heels were always dancing to this. Like always.
I'm so excited to
hear this. So I mean, put your 6-inch heels, please. And just bop with us for this one, folks.
Oh,
and
we're gonna be dancing. You know us.
Oh, you know us. You know us, folks.
Come on.
Short skirts, oh, really go wild, yeah, doing it.
is such a bop. You need to imagine us in the studio.
Oh, we were dancing.
And dancing, line dancing, and just...
We were getting into it.
You know what we do in here.
Oh, yeah.
It is... So imagine, like, totally old people crazy. With, like...
Yes.
Six-inch heels dancing on this. This is just
I love that.
A family bop, you know?
That's beautiful. Yeah. It's much needed to be a family bop. Come on.
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So talk to us about the song that you're giving.
Well, coming from an epic high, we're going to take it down a little bit. Ooh. But it's still good. It's still good.
Tone it down a notch.
Mm-hmm. This is also a band that wasn't technically formed in Portland, but it is based in Portland now. Most of the members live there.
Uh-huh.
It's a band called Pavement.
Okay.
They're grew up on them. A lot of my friends listened to them back home. It was just like something that was always pretty prevalent in the house. My dad, again, really loves this band.
Okay.
If you can't tell, my house was a very music-oriented household. I chose the song Shady Lane. It reminds me of my childhood. It's so good. I love it so much. And it's just, I think it was released in the 90s. I can't really remember.
Who knows?
I obviously wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just got to listen to it to understand the full effect of
it. Well, we're going to give you the full effect right now. Mm-hmm. So Shady Lanes by Pavement.
Touch, 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 touch a redder shade of neck on a whiter shade of trash, and this emery board is giving me a rash. I'm flat out. You're so beautiful to look at when you cry. Freeze, don't move. You've been chosen.
Shady Lane by Pavement. Very good.
So good.
Absolute bop and very calm. I mean, I feel we dance a lot. Our hearts, our pressures, we're like
singing like, with them.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's just like bringing the vibe and bringing the energy down a bit. And that's what we need because we need to be prepared for a yoga class tonight.
Your yoga class tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to downward dog a bit tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited about that. So... Yeah, your song talked a lot about, like, you know, shade, like the weather, I guess. And
yeah,
I'm going to put a song that's also from, well, it's from Montreal. Her name is Charlotte Cardin, and I'm actually surprised I'm not wearing her merch today.
Me too.
you know, I love her so much. She's my idol. I want to be her. And her song, her color show she did, I think a few months ago, Next to You, it's called. And it's just so good. And I tear up every time I listen to it. It is so beautiful, folks. And
I want to hear. I want to cry.
Well, please pull out the Kleenexes.
Get the Kleenex.
You know, you are going to cry. So let's listen to it right now. I'm Next ready. To You by Charlotte Cardin. Absolute bop.
Maybe it's the fact that I can't go back now. Maybe it's the rivers, the much calmer now. I can hear the storm knocking at my door, and I just wanna answer. I think I know its name, 'cause I'm the one to blame, always chasing a disaster. Now I have to leave, just so I can breathe. Please don't tell me that you miss me. It's too late to change, I just need a little rain. I'm just looking for a better me.
Oh my god.
Oh, cry.
This must be one of my favorite, like, all-time songs. It's so beautiful, and her voice is just so powerful, and
that's amazing.
I'm glad I could share. And it's going to be like a bi-weekly thing talking about her. So yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, our next show is on the 28th of February, so make sure to tune in at 2 at CITR 101.9
exactly.
FM. And to finish up, we're going to end on a kind of indie note. Honestly, we've got The Shins, Turning a Square.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this song. Normally people know The Shins with New Slang. It's really popular on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, The Shins got really popular off of a movie called Garden State, if anybody's seen it. It's with Natalie Portman.
I have not.
It's a good one.
I lack culture, like in the cinematographic realms.
It's okay though. It's okay. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
But to end it out, and it's a rather, like, not happy, but, like, it's more of an upbeat song. So we'll leave you we'll leave you on a high note.
You can dry your tears now.
Yeah, you can dry your tears.
We just want to thank you for tuning in, for our friends and families, and like maybe, well, to whoever tuned in and listened to our show, we just want to like give you a big hug.
Yes, and a big kiss
a big kiss on the mouth to everyone that's listening.
We love you.
We really appreciate it. And as Lily said, in 2 weeks, it's usually a bi-weekly show, Le Rituel, but in 2 weeks, it's Fun Drive, beautiful initiative. So our show will be dispensed, but on the 28th, we will come back stronger than ever with more tunes, more vibes, and more love.
And a brand new playlist.
Exactly. And a new theme. So stay tuned, folks, and let's turn a square together.
Turn a square.
Shone up bright like a knife, wearing tennis shorts made of stripes. Hand in hand to the grass, and we got it right. Got it nice, nice, nice. Just a glimpse of an ankle, and I react like it's 1805. And I swim to the poles just to find the right satellite. Creature I sight.